Hi, I'm Amy Irvine, founder of Rooted Planning Group, and this is Money Roots, a podcast where my team and I explore the real conversations behind financial planning. Because life is about events supported by your dollars and cents. Let's get started. Hello, Money Root listeners. This is Amy Irvine, CEO and founder of Rooted Planning Group. Last week, or I should say last recording, I had a great conversation that was really honing in on basically mastering money. So it was from Financial Anxiety to Zen with Carrie Friedberg. And the feedback that I got from that podcast was really incredible. I had a lot of people saying to me, explore more about this, Amy. We would really love to know more about connection between emotion and money. So I gave some thought to that and kind of broke it down into a couple of different categories of things that I think people are most often connected with. One of these. So one is potentially why you feel like you are sabotaging your own finances. And I really focus on the word feels like, because that emotion of feeling like you're sabotaging anything is so overwhelming. And I think when we look at those sort of things, like, are we putting our head in the sand? Are we impulse spending and putting our head in the sand? Are we avoiding bills? Are we ignoring our budgets if we have budgets? A good friend of mine, Carl Richards, talks about the anxiety that he gets when he goes to the mailbox. And we couldn't figure out why. And it was tied back to when he was a child and there were some IRS issues with his family. And he realized finally that, that was the connection of going to the mailbox, is that there was some letter that was going to show up from the IRS. And so sometimes avoiding, going to the mailbox, so avoiding going to see what's in the mailbox, avoiding bills. Those could be things that people are doing that are so deeply rooted that you don't understand why you're actually doing it. Sometimes people will say, I'm just bad with money. And to me, again, those are really hard words that people use on themselves. I'm just bad at anything. I've heard people say, I'm bad at math. I'm bad at science. I'm bad with money. I'm bad with exercise. I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm bad. And you're self-identifying conflicts with yourself when you accuse yourself of being bad at anything. Maybe you're not the most athletic person. Maybe you can't run a marathon at the same pace as somebody who is a bit more built for it or spends more time training on it. But that doesn't mean you're necessarily bad. It just means that you're different. And so when we use those words with each other, on each other, on ourselves, it's like we're identifying conflicts where we're making ourselves, quote unquote, bad at something because we're accusing ourselves of being bad. So we can convince ourselves that we're bad at something like money. And I think another reason why people sometimes have this self-sabotage, and again, I say think they have self-sabotage, is because that's where they find comfort. Again, this could be at the core of the way that they were raised. So is there comfort in financial chaos? I know that sounds like something that would be strange. Like, why would we feel familiar in financial chaos? But again, if that's the way that we were raised, that might be what's comfortable. And so we go to that as a resource of what is, I'm using air quotes, normal. What is normal for us? If there's financial chaos, if that's what we grew up in, that's all we've had in our life, that's normal. And so if we change that, something feels abnormal. And that's why we always talk about small incremental changes being really important when we're trying to make behavioral changes in our financial lives. Because if something has for a long time felt normal, any big shift is going to feel abnormal. Another example of that is for people that are under chronic stress. If all of a sudden the stress stress is lifted, that feels abnormal because you've been under this chronic stress situation. It can be the same with money. Money can cause chronic financial stress, and that's what becomes your place. That's what becomes familiar. And if that stress is lifted, now it feels abnormal. So you revert back to that comfortable place. Again, small changes can help with that. And, you know, I know this is going to, when I say this, a lot of people look at me like they just give me this look of, I don't know why you're saying this, but, you know, sometimes there's a fear of success or responsibility. And so there are times where if we are successful or if we feel like we're taking responsibility or we have to take responsibility because we are successful, that can bring a whole another level of fear to the table and can cause us to do things that we've said we don't want to do or be in the middle of something we don't want to be in the middle of. So I think some things that you have to explore when you're trying to shift this mindset of self-sabotage is what do you believe are the mistakes that you're making? Just journal them, write them down. In your mind, what mistakes are you making or you feel you're making? And that's why you're saying, I feel like there's this self-sabotage pattern. What are you doing? What sort of actions and activities are you participating in that are putting you in that particular position? And then let's take a step back and maybe even think about journaling about what your upbringing is. We have a great tool that we use with clients that actually kind of does ask some questions, not kind of, it does ask some questions about your money story. What was it like when you were a kid? What were there periods of times in your life where money felt good or money felt stressful? What was your upbringing around money? When was the first time that you learned about money? Was it a good thing? Was it something that brought you a different level of mindset? But what were those kinds of things? And again, I suggest that you journal. And I think personally that if you take out a piece of paper, it can just be any piece of paper. It doesn't need to be anything special. But if you take out a piece of paper and you start writing, just write, just start writing. It doesn't even have to be specific to like, what was my upbringing? Just, I've done it before where I've done just words, like I've thrown words on paper and then they start to grow into sentences and paragraphs, and all of the information eventually is on paper. And I look back and go, wow, you know, this is very helpful. And then another component to be thinking about is how can you take those really small steps, pick one thing, take one tiny little thing, and how can you take some baby steps to rewire that financial habit that you're calling self-sabotage? You don't even have to completely, quote unquote, fix it. Just one little tiny step to work towards removing or helping or doing something that you would say works against the self-sabotage pattern that you wrote down, those quote unquote mistakes that you wrote down initially. Walking through those three questions, why do people repeat financial mistakes? How does upbringing affect financial behavior? And can you rewire financial habits, or how can you rewire financial habits? Those three primary questions are great if you are feeling like you are self-sabotaging. I have four more topics that I'm going to cover over the course of the next few podcasts. Up next is a topic around money shame. So stay tuned, tune in to the next podcast in a couple of weeks on money shame. If I'm lucky, I'll get a guest speaker to come on and actually participate in that discussion. I have somebody in mind specifically that I'd love to have on for this podcast on money shame. But in the meantime, if you have any questions or thoughts, we'd love to hear them. And if you'd like more topics like this or would like me to dig in a little bit more, please feel free to send me an email or respond to the messages that go out in our releases. We would love to know what's important to you. Thanks for listening, everyone. And don't forget to share if you like what you're hearing. That's it for today's episode of Money Roots. I'm Amy Irvine from Rooted Planning Group. If you found this conversation helpful, we'd love for you to share the podcast with a friend, family member, or colleague who might enjoy it too. And if there's a financial question on your mind, send it in. Your question could be the topic of a future episode, because at the end of the day, life is about events supported by your dollars and cents. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Money Roots.